Ah, he said. Indeed, Caird said. As it turned out, Caird was a surprise on more than one level. Apparently, Black Sun did not want to change its former arrangement regarding the Bota. It took Blade but a moment to realize that Mothal had been up to some business of his own. Caird's purpose was to investigate Mothal's death, which he had done to his satisfaction while disguised as one of the Silent, and to assure that the flow of Bota stayed constant. Supply and demand kept the value very high, and moving a small amount of material for a large profit was better than moving large amounts at a lesser rate, which was what Blade had figured all along. So Mothal's real intention had been to grab as much Bota as he could, then flee before his superiors in the criminal organization found out. How interesting. Had Black Sun known what its late agent had been up to, they would likely have taken care of him themselves, Blade realized. He'd done them a favor. But he wasn't about to volunteer how Mothal had met his end. That would be suicide. I will remain in the camp for a few days, Caird said, pretending to be of the Silent, observing the doctors and patients, so as not to arouse suspicion by leaving too soon. This business with the hut, you're doing? Blade considered his reply for a moment. If the Nadiji believed he had poisoned Philba, he would give it no more thought. Yes, he was becoming greedy. I thought it best to remove him before he caused problems.
Wise. We like prudent beings in our partnerships.
The bird being turned toward the door.
We will be in touch, Admiral. Until then, keep following the original plan agreed upon by you and my superiors.
Understood. Once Caird had gone, Blade felt a sense of relief. The loss of Black Sun's hot breath on his back was one less worry with which he had to deal. The spy was not surprised to see one of the Silent standing in the hard shade next to the medical ward. There hadn't been any assigned to the Rimsu in the last few months. But where there were doctors and suffering, the presence of the Silent was always a possibility. While seeing the Silent there was not a surprise, hearing the whisper from the cowled figure, "We need to talk, Lens," was startling. The spy was too well trained to give anything away, and there was no one else around in any event. The code name Lens provided all the information necessary to know what, if not who, the being disguised as a Silent was. The disguise was unexpected and clever. The spy had two code names on this world, one for the Separatists and the second for the underworld organization Black Sun. To the latter, the spy was known as Lens. Anybody who spoke that name aloud could only have gotten it from Black Sun, and they didn't give such information to anybody but their own.
My quarters, 10 minutes, Lens said, lips unmoving.
When the agent from Black Sun arrived, precisely 10 minutes later, in the cubicle, Lens was there and ready to deal with him. The cowl lowered. Lens saw that the face belonged to an Adiji, and that brought a smile.
I am Caird. I understand there was a death in the family here recently.
Lens nodded. The hut was more useful to us dead than alive. As Black Sun's operative on this world, Lens had been given information pertaining to their operation here. That included knowing about Philba, the deal he'd had with the Admiral, and the recent loss of the courier sent here to check on the Bota. Caird cocked his head to one side.
You're doing?
Lens nodded. Of course. Who else? You are aware that I have other duties, and that these do not conflict with my responsibilities to Black Sun. Philba was becoming greedy and erratic. His death was only a matter of time, and by hastening it, a certain measure of protection for my position here was provided.
Interesting, Caird said.
You disapprove?
Not at all. You are here because our organization has trust in your abilities. As long as things get done, how you manage it is not our concern. It's just that I had a chance to speak with our partner here a short while ago, and it is the Admiral's claim that he had the hut rendered inert.
Lenz frowned. Why would he say that?
An excellent question. One I feel I should find the answer to before I leave this world.
Lenz nodded again. And what of my mission?
The same as before. How goes the charting?
Slow but steady. I have locations for all the major Boda fields in this quadrant, many of them in the adjacent quadrants, and several wild patches on the opposite side of the planet that so far have not been officially logged. Nor will they be, unless by accident. I have caused the records to show those locations scanned and found empty of the plant.
Excellent. When the Separatists or the Republic finally triumph, we are prepared to deal with either one regarding the Bota. If there are unknown sources, so much the better.